Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. They say change is as good as a holiday. Well, in that case, Aucklanders are on holiday for the next 3 years as the first ever National MP voted into Auckland Central takes office. Nikki Kaye is just 28 and we thought we'd find out what makes her tick, so she joins us now. So, Nikki, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
When the Nats first said, hey, let's run, do you want to run for Auckland Central? Did they say, look, to be honest, you haven't got a chance? Or did they say it's pretty winnable or, you know?
It doesn't really work like that in the party. I mean, you put yourself forward and you go through a competitive selection process and then, you know, whoever wins, wins. The selection process was quite large for me because I walked the streets to get the number of members to go through a competitive selection. So, yeah, you put yourself forward and at the end of the day, the delegates vote.
But when, once you got that selection, though, I mean, what was the word? Was the word... Look, you know, you'll give it a good go, but it's never been a national seat. You don't, you know, have a crack. Or was there quite a positive mood?
Campaigned on the fact that I thought it was winnable, the seat. I had sort of looked at the seats around Auckland, and part of the reason I stood for Auckland Central is I think, I am more liberal than some national MPs, and I thought, being younger as well, with over 60% of people under 40, I had a good opportunity to represent people of Auckland Central. So I, in my heart, always believed that it was winnable.
And, I mean, did you expect to win by the margin that you did?
I thought it would be close, and I think I was very, very pleased with the result.
Because what did it turn out to be? How many... It was
1,000? Not that I know the exact 1181, but we've also got specials and overseas votes to be counted, so we'll see whether that changes.
Yeah,
and I think I was pretty cautious on the night just to say that there are those votes to come in and every vote's got to be counted. There's a very high number of specials for Auckland Central.
Is there? Yeah, I'm one of those. Uh-huh. There's she has her detractors, but Judith Tizard has been, you know, an MP for many, many years, been a minister for a long time. Is that slightly daunting, knowing that you're stepping into the role filled by, you know, quite a senior politician?
I've always had a lot of confidence and self-belief. I felt a mood on the ground for change, and so I'm feeling pretty confident about the opportunity that I've been given. But I do think she was a formidable opponent, and I do think, you know, it was quite a big thing to win it off Judith.
Because, I mean, she's been, you know, Auckland Central MP for quite a while. She'd know the person to talk to at the council. She'd know the person there. She'd know all that. You know, it's a lot to learn, isn't it?
Well, I would say that over the last, I have been on the ground for quite a while in Auckland Central, so I've already built some of those relationships. But you're right, she has been around. She was around for quite a long time, and I've still got work to do, and there's a lot of people I've got to get around.
You met the mayor?
Yes, I have.
Because your campaign seemed to start. I mean, you were visible in Auckland for about a year, weren't you?
Well, I wasn't selected formally until April. So really, I was on the ground from April, getting around Auckland Central, people in Auckland Central, and I've been door knocking since then. So it's been about 6 months.
That's a long campaign, isn't it? A lot of people, I imagine, would have started campaigning not long before the election was announced, would they?
I think if you want to take a seat off another party, then you really do have to put hard yards on, and that's what we did. So we started, 6 months ago.
And what's your ambition now? I mean, you're obviously you're 28. You probably, if you didn't make it this time, you could have gone next time, the next time, and the next time. You know, there was no hurry for you to get into Parliament. What do you want to do now?
Well, I think timing is an important part of politics, and I'm in politics because I actually want to deliver change, and so I've said before that if I'm not either delivering it at a policy level or at a constituency level, then I'm not going to sit around. I want to be a very good constituency MP over the next 3 years. There are a lot of relationships that I do need to build with community and business leaders, but I also want to have an influence in certain key policy areas, and I've already outlined some of them, such as supporting small business, such as having tackling some of the environmental issues, particularly around the Hauraki Gulf. And also I am interested in public transport. I've indicated that I'd like to see the smart car delivered quicker. So...
I mean, change is a word that we've been hearing so much over this election campaign, and often it seems to some of us in the media that exactly what that change is has been almost, lost somewhere in the mists. You know, you say, change, well, okay, what's changing?
Well, I think whenever you bring in, I mean, part of politics is policy, but part of politics is people. And whenever you bring in a new group of people to take over, then effectively they will have sometimes there'll be subtle policy differences, but sometimes there'll be philosophical differences. So I think as well, if you look at some of the things that John has done in the last week, you have seen him move very quickly. And his style is that he is someone who is, I think, very decisive. And I think he's someone who has indicated some key priority areas. I mean, we've got some really tough times ahead in terms of the economy. And his background is such that I think he is the person to lead us through that. So, I mean, I think we're seeing change in the sense of the people that are coming in. We've indicated policy areas that are going to change, like reform of the Resource Management Act, like the fact that we're going to make a massive investment in infrastructure. So it'll be both at a policy and a people level.
Philosophically, I mean, where does the change come from for you personally?
I mean, I think, you know, if you look at where I sit philosophically, I am more liberal than possibly some other national MPs, although I would say that people would be pleasantly surprised that there is actually quite a strong liberal tradition within National. I think that there is an opportunity for me to be a strong advocate on certain social issues in that area.
You mentioned, I mean, let's talk about Auckland. What are your views on Auckland, the super city? And I mean, personally, I know as a journalist, trying to get information out of four councils that's meaningful and compare it, you know, that you can compare, very, very difficult. God knows what it's like on a, you know, on an infrastructure sort of level.
Well, I think the first point that I'd make is that there is a Royal Commission, and their job is to report back on what the options might be. So I'm very respectful of that. I mean, you don't set up a Royal Commission unless you actually want them to come up with...
You must have a personal opinion, though.
Well, I mean, all that I would say, and as I say, I think you undermine the Royal Commission if you go into too much detail about it, because it's their job to come up with the options. It's the whole point of having it. But I do believe that the point that you've just made, it is necessary to have change. It is necessary to have change, and I think there is some consensus building around having a regional entity. I think there will be a lot of debate around that second level, the more community representation, that second tier, and you know what that looks like. But at the same time, as I say, I don't want to go into too much detail because I really think it would be undermining the Royal Commission.
Do you think the National Government will have a Minister for Auckland Issues?
I'm a humble backbencher and I don't make those kind of decisions, so I'm going to find out like everybody else on Sunday what we've got.
I mean, if there's not, I mean, then you know, a lot of it falls on you as the Auckland Central MP.
I would say that we have had, I mean, for instance, Wayne Mapp has been doing quite a lot of work for the last couple of years around Auckland issues, and there are, I think it will be, obviously I think I will have to take a lead on certain issues, and I'm very, very happy to do that, and I know that will be quite challenging sometimes. But I do think there is a strong group of Auckland MPs who will be working on those issues.
You mentioned the Hauraki Gulf, the environmental. Yes. Tell me more about that.
Well, for the last 6 months, I have been, you know, trying to be on the ground and get my head around some of the issues. And I think I've still got some more work to do. But I have, for instance, got involved in some of the waste management issues on Waiheke. I've also committed to working with local iwi and the community around greater marine protection for Great Barrier.
Okay, interesting. And transport, public transport in Auckland. I mean, there's.
Yes.
It seems for a long time there's often been a bidding war between National and Labor as to who can spend the most money on roads. What's your view on that and on the public transport needs in Auckland?
Well, I think I'd say that we can do better. And I have, as I say, the reason why I talk about the smart card, which is basically a card that you can use on any different mode of public transport, but it makes it more accessible.
Is it like people. It's like an Oyster card?
Exactly.
London, for those of us that have been to London,
exactly. Yeah. What it's like. But people have been talking about it for a long time, and I think it encourages people to use public transport. So that's one particular issue. But there are a number of issues in public transport, and at the end of the day, I'll be waiting like everybody else to see who our incoming Minister of Transport is to sit down with them on that.
I mean, the fact in Auckland that you can't often get where you need to go on public transport seems to be a bigger problem than how you pay for it when you get there.
Well, I think there are two or three things. One of them is about accessibility and encouraging people to have that use. And I think if you have something like an Oyster card, then you are making it much more much easier to have a more seamless journey effectively across different modes of transport. But I think there are a number of other issues, and at the end of the day I'll be sitting down with the incoming Minister of Transport on that.
Excellent. Look, I hope you have a good first term.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to seeing your impact on the city.
Oh, I look forward to seeing you again, hopefully.
And no doubt you'll be hearing a lot more from Nikki in the coming months. Coming up on the show, we take a lighter look at politics with Bill and Ben from the Bill and Ben Party, and we find out about the Motts.